Let's get started officially with the podcast. We are here tonight, the four of us. We've got, who do we got? I forget. We've got above me, we have Kylie. To one side of me, we have Travis. Up in the opposite corner, we have Bob. We are here to talk about some things. We're going to talk about evil characters and evil campaigns and how to work them in and not make it be a total shit show and just derailment all over the place. Sound good? Yes. All right, good. You're with me. Get some housekeeping out of the way. You can find us on Twitter at DN underscore dad. Check us out there. YouTube at DadBodD&D. Right here on Twitch at Billy Zed, where we stream Friday night's Tomb of Annihilation. And soon... Waterdeep Dragon Heist coming up as soon as we wrap Tomb of Annihilation, so super excited about that. Alright, evil characters and campaigns. I want to start with the question, what are some personality types for an evil character? Like, what kind of makes them up and defines them as, quote, evil? And let's start in the corner with Bob.
Well, so actually, I kind of wish Theo was here. Him and I were doing evil campaigns or evil characters in the last campaign we were in, and it's hard. It's a very hard thing to do because, you know, as a human being, typically your moral fiber is to do the right thing. I mean, for most well-adjusted people, I would say. But in an evil campaign, it's hard, and that's the easiest way to describe it because, you know, the campaign sets you off as you're, like, exiled for being, you know, a certain race, a magic user, something, right? Which, so it you have these feelings of, like, well, screw you guys, I'm going to revolt and do all of this stuff, right? And, you know, my character was just flat-out evil. So, you know, it's a fine line of pissing the party off and causing a bunch of trouble and then just doing the fun evil stuff where...
Yeah.
You know, I stole from a beggar. I extorted money. I just random B&Es that I could get away with. You know,
so,
stuff like that.
So you were like full tilt evil.
Yeah, 100%. So okay. I was the character was a fallen ASMR with Oathbreaker Paladin. So it was, you know,
all the bad, the bad side, the bad boys.
Right.
Okay. Nice. Travis, what about you? What kind of personality types do you think make up an evil character?
Personality type? Oh, God. I don't know. I'm bad with this shit. I mean, it just comes down to how they act. It's kind of dependent on the campaign, too. You could be evil by just going against what the party wants to do. Bob said stealing from, you know, homeless people or whatever. Killing people randomly. Trying to get into fights, those kind of things. It's not necessarily about the attitude. That's one thing I would say is really part of it. The attitude, because you can still be, you know, nice on the outward side, I guess. You can still be a happy-go-lucky kind of guy, but your actions are what makes it evil. Not the personality that you kind of project out there, I guess, if that makes any sense.
So you're kind of leaning more towards the actions of that character is going to portray that evil more than anything else?
Yes, sir.
Okay, nice. Kylie?
Kind of what Travis hit on is the personality type being like kind of a serious person. I think people have a misconception that if you're playing evil, you have to be serious and you can't crack jokes, especially people who are playing. And I think that's a misconception. I think you can be a funny, evil character, or I think you can be other personality types besides just serious. So I think for new players specifically, you still have the opportunity to not kind of get pigeonholed into being serious or somber.
Yeah, and I think that's like immediately where you would go when you're creating that evil character is that stereotypical... kind of menacing, I sit in the corner and I'm scheming all the time. But really, like, the best villains are those ones that are charismatic and kind of own the room and get everybody on their side. So that'd be kind of, I think in a D&D setting, you might be breaking some molds and you're kind of going against those stereotypes. And I think it would be fun. for sure to play that kind of character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of view, and this is a weird reference maybe, but in Batman versus Superman, the movie so many people hate, Lex Luthor, you know, he's an evil character, but when he's around all these people, he's eccentric, but he doesn't act evil. He doesn't have that gritty voice. He's kind of crazy, maybe, but
okay.
I think he's an interesting perspective on the evil character without being dark, gritty, and extremely violent, you know?
Okay, nice.
Like you'd find a Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah, cool. I think he can be like a trickster, he can be a smooth talker. I think there's a lot of direction you can go with it.
Yeah, for sure. So, kind of building off of that, how evil is too evil in a D&D campaign? When you have a table of people sitting around trying to have a good time, sometimes those evil characters tend to lean towards the derailment or the side missions. How evil is too evil?
I mean, it seems kind of more objective than subjective to me that it would be when it starts making the fun of the campaign go away. When it starts making everybody not enjoy it. Otherwise, if people are still having fun with it and enjoying how it's going, I don't see that as too far.
Okay,
so that's going to depend on the group, but that's how I would put it.
Nice. Yeah, so as long as the table is having fun, like, hey, be as evil as you want. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a certain line, and I think it's person-based, as Travis was saying, but there's a certain line that me as a human being, I'm not willing to cross. And there are, you know, certain things that we kind of all do in campaigns. So like, you know, the murder hobo type thing, it is a very real trope in D&D because, you know, oh, this guy's bad, let's kill it. Why do you have to kill it, right? So there's good, you know, murdering, right? But then there's evil murdering. And then there's things that, like, you know, just don't belong at the table ever. And if they're there, I personally wouldn't really approve of it. If I were the DM and like, you know, rape and, you know, just straight stuff like that, never at a table I'm playing at.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's almost, yeah, that one step over the line or multiple steps over the line, I guess. But Kylie, go ahead.
I think there's a point too where if most of the players are good characters and this person is like obnoxiously evil, there's a point where the good characters, it just doesn't make sense to keep the bad character like pulling them along. So there's a line you have to walk as an evil character that's not pushing it too far where you're just going to get left behind.
Yeah, you have to make yourself useful enough to the rest of the group or it just doesn't make sense as to why this person is there anymore. Like, why are we keeping this? Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point. Yeah, I haven't played an evil character yet, so I'm excited to kind of delve into that pretty soon. But when I played against evil characters in a campaign that Devin started DMing, and it was Bob and I think Bob's character was evil, and he kept doing things that I knew as the person, but my player didn't know. And it was frustrating because it's like, man, we have a connection in game, but then off while I'm away, he's doing these other nefarious things. And it was frustrating for me. And I was a fairly new player at the time, so I didn't really know how to deal with it. I think I'd be better equipped now, but, and it wasn't derailing by any means, but it was a different experience than I've had before at that point.
But I think with that said, it's got to be to the point of, it can't derail the game. You know, Theo and I were evil characters, and essentially both of us being evil, we drove a guy out of the party because he was like some Captain America type guy that, you know, well, we got to help him do all this. And it's like, dude, this is an evil campaign. And so eventually he's just like, yeah, this isn't a good fit for me. So, it's kind of table based for the most part.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So with that, we kind of have some parameters, roleplay wise, to what is evil, how evil is too evil. What races or classes lend themselves best to playing those evil characters? Are there any, or can you play an evil character with anything, or are there some that are better than others? Kylie, what do you think? Put you on the spot.
Obviously, I think that you can play any class as evil. I think races, and I sometimes mix up those two, races, like obviously like a drow would be lean itself to being evil, or like you had said, the fallen Azamar. Mm-hmm. So I think there's definitely like some clerics, like a light cleric, you're not going to play as an evil character. So there's definitely classes.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. Is there any subclass for the cleric that leans towards that evil side?
Or yeah,
is that...
there's shadow cleric, I think.
Okay.
Shadow, and I think you can maybe lean that way with the war or trickster too, if you
Okay. Yeah, there's the grave domain, the new one, but yeah, I don't know if that's inherently evil. Nice.
Sorry, it's the death domain.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you guys are thinking of the same one, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then necromancer is technically a cleric / like wizard.
Oh.
Okay. Travis, you have any races or class that might lend themselves to being evil easier?
I'm not familiar enough with all of them to really say. I get the impression that like I guess the drows would be more evil. You could kind of make a case for a dragonborn be on both sides of that fence. Class-wise. Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
So I'll pause you. I want to talk like the dragonborns. It depends on like what color you choose, right? Because some are inherently evil. Some are like the more of the metal dragons are kind of on the good side. So yeah, you have a lot of play there,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. But other than that, I'm not familiar enough with the other races to know classes. I mean, it seems pretty class independent. Paladin, I'm sure there's a way to be evil. I'm not intimately familiar with it enough to know the paths you could take with it, but it seems like a good choice for light over dark, but I'm sure there's a way to run it dark. Everything else kind of seems to me like you could go pretty evil with it if you really wanted to.
Yeah. And I think, you know, races, there's so many like monster, playable monster races now. I think those you could just fit into an evil character very easily, you know, playing a goblin or a kobold or bugbear, whatever. You know, you're a monster. How many of those have we killed as player characters just because they're evil, right? I think so it would be pretty easy to just jump right in with that. Bob, what do you think?
I mean, I touched on one earlier. The ASMR is typically like an angel, but the fallen is, you know, it's fallen out of the grace of whatever god you believe in the game, which lends itself well to the, you know, the Oathbreaker Paladin, which is, it's lost its faith in the light or whatever you want to say.
Right.
And then, I mean, anything really can be evil, so typically warlocks run an evil side and,
right,
you know, you could really sway anything but like the true paladin or the true cleric.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Barbarian's a really cool character too that you could play as evil just because you could wreak havoc.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Raging all over the place.
Yeah.
So my character for the Waterdeep coming up that I'm putting together, I'm a warlock. But I'm playing the new Celestial Warlock. So instead of having like an evil patron, I have Solar is my patron. So my character is an evil person, but he has this angel on his shoulder trying to keep him in the other way. And I'm kind of excited how that's going to work out. This inherently evil person, but this person, this Solar that's totally in charge of him is going to be kind of keeping them in check. So I'm hoping up here it sounds really cool, but I'm hoping it comes out.
That sounds like a cool way to play an evil character but still makes sense why you would be with a good group.
Yeah So there now the Solar is keeping you in check, and the DM would have some of that control because, you know, any of the pact gods and patrons are kind of on the DM side of things and out of the player character's hands. So yeah, that could be a good way to keep an evil character just evil enough, keep things on track for sure. So next question, how do you, so this is on, this could come from like a DM perspective or a player perspective. How do you keep chaotic evil from becoming chaotic stupid? Just that total derailment, that total sucking the fun out of the room. How would you stop that? Bob, I'll let you as the DM at the table here kind of jump in.
It's tough. That's a tough question because, I mean, it's really based on the party. And from a DM's perspective, if somebody is doing things that, you know, you get complaints about, the other party members don't really care to be a part of, or just literally just sucks the entire time up, so you're like the attention whore that it's no fun for everybody else. You know, side conversations need to happen and just set expectations and set the right priorities. Without doing that, I think doing that at the start of any campaign is important, which is like the number one step you need to do. Whenever a party's introduced, you set expectations and you kind of talk about how the game's going to be ran. But if it's way too over the top, you know, a side conversation needs to happen. I wouldn't do it in front of everybody. I wouldn't do it at, you know, everybody else is seeing this. You just kind of have a conversation. Hey, a little too much. Take it down.
Yeah. And I think that's a good way to approach it, is because I would want at a table I'm playing with or DMing at, I would want some evil things going on. And you don't know how evil is too evil until you push those boundaries and kind of check with the party. So I don't want to ever like squash it and say none. No, you just push a little too far. Bring it back just a little bit.
Yep. It all comes down to communication, in my mind. If you're going to be evil from the gate, from the get-go, you talk about it beforehand. Tell people that you're going to be evil and maybe figure out certain limitations, if there are any. And then, like Bob said, have side conversations if it grows beyond that or if it becomes a problem unexpectedly. But then if somebody goes somewhere really stupid that the party doesn't agree with, I think it's fair for the party to call them out then and there. I mean, it just depends on how bad it is, I guess. But
yeah.
I think civility, if possible. Sorry,
I didn't mean to interrupt. I think as a player, too, you have to be smart enough to play like with motives and not just be doing every evil thing that comes along. Right. Because if you're just doing everything to just simply be evil, then that's where you're going.
Yeah, I imagine you're gonna wear out your welcome in your group pretty quick if you're just being evil for evil's sake. But like you said, if you have motives and something that is totally driving that other players can roleplay off of, then I think you're heading in the right direction. Nice. Where am I at? I have to check my list here. Okay.
Evil for evil's sake is not interesting. You want to have an interesting character.
Right. Yes. It's something that kind of brings you back to that character. Mm-hmm. So this might be semantics, and we might have a genuine conversation over this. But is there a difference between being evil and villainous?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I would probably draw it more at the line of, are you doing it to go against and hurt the party intentionally? Or is it just something that hurts the party, but it wasn't really your intention? So I guess that's to say it comes down to the intention.
Okay. Intentions?
Yeah, if you're trying to hurt the party and actively restrict them from progressing or doing whatever action or meet some goal or whatever, then it becomes more villainous than just pure people.
Yeah, I think the villainy comes in when you are especially taken away from the party that you're playing with. I think that your character becomes pretty villainous and is putting on that bad guy hat pretty big. But yeah, I think there is some semantics there that you're kind of playing with, but I don't know. Bob, what do you think?
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
I do it.
Just there's villainous to me is like clear at the end of like the spectrum of evil, but then you also have like lawful evil, so you know, and chaotic evil, and so I think villainous to me is like clear at the end of the spectrum where you're just crazy and like, you know, you always see those memes where it's like, oh, lawful evil is somebody who maybe might be like a vigilante or something. So
so I'm glad you brought up like that spectrum ideas. In one of the first home games that I ran, and I brought this up before, but it's something that just like stuck in my head and like I couldn't believe it was happening at the time, was I built up this warlock bad guy that my party was chasing after, and they finally made it to his lair, and it turns out the warlock was sacrificing people to keep his child alive, his little infant child. And my wife was a player at the time, and she came in and took the child out first thing. And I think because I had built up this character to be so villainous that there was no hope for anything or anyone attached to this person. And I just couldn't believe that my wife's good aligned character just went over there and just took out this child. It was just this moment where everybody at the table was just like, oh my God, that just happened. So well, I think that on that spectrum, I had pegged the needle at villainous, at least in my wife's eyes.
Yes, yeah.
So the one thing that I kind of like to think about with this villainous versus evil thing is when you're, let's take a movie for example, I don't know which one right now, but usually there, when there's a clear good guy and a clear bad guy, say somebody trying to, you know, blow up the city to save people or something, both sides think they're right. So does the other side, they are evil. So there's that spectrum, but it's perspective and about you're trying to do. So you might... Yeah. Good point.
According to perspective.
Yeah. So like I was saying, with the other side seeming like the evil side, because you have the bad guy trying to blow up the city or whatever the hell they're doing. And so he, from their perspective, I feel like I'm quoting Star Wars here. From their perspective, the Jedi are evil. That quote kind of seals what I'm trying to say here. The Jedi are known to be good, but from the Sith perspective, they view the Jedi as bad. And to them, they're a villain, but they're not evil.
But if you think about it, the Empire employed hundreds and thousands of people and gave them a livelihood.
I mean, how many Jedi were there back before the collapse of the Jedi Order?
The Empire was after
but we're
the
talking,
Jedi.
We're
the Empire was after the Jedi, show. Travis. And just to be clear, they're not all bad.
Yeah, I guess I meant more the Sith than Empire. That was just poor phrasing on my part. Anyway.
So,
my point being that you can be a villain, still be good. You can be a villain, still be bad. So it goes back to the perspective. The spectrum, both sides have a villainous side.
Nice. So,
that was what I was trying to get across. I'm so bad at words.
You're there. You made it. You made it to the end. But I have two questions I want to ask as we kind of wrap this up and head on home for the night. One, what piece of advice would you give to somebody wanting to play a villainous character? Like that one nugget, right? We kind of talked about it a lot, but can we distill it down to like one thing? And then two, what was the most evil thing that you've ever done as a character in a game? Anybody want to start first? I won't put anybody on the spot if they don't have something ready.
I can. All right. One piece of advice, get a feel for the table. Get a feel for your people. And don't be like that weird, creepy guy. So it's two pieces of advice. But and then the evilest thing I've done? Oh, shit, I don't know. It's mainly stealing. I mean, I think, actually, I tweeted it recently. We were being escorted through the town, and the escort wasn't going fast enough, so I hit him, and it killed him. He had like 4 hit points, and you know, I was a level 10 Goliath barbarian, and hit him, killed him, and then the party turned on me. I killed 3 of the party members and was sent to jail. So,
did your character continue in that story,
huh?
Or were you done with that character after that?
I didn't want to be done with him. It was a night that I like had probably too much to drink. So, you know, and it was actually, I fought Devin's character, and, you know, dispatched him, and then I almost killed Pixie's character.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
That was before my time.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I had to make a new character, and so did Devin.
Dang. Anybody? Yeah, Travis, go ahead.
I would say, along the lines of what Bob said, communicate. Talk about what's happening. If you're on the other player side where somebody else is being evil, make sure you communicate with them. Hey, that was too much, too far. Just as they should be open about what their intentions are, especially at the beginning of the game. I'm going to be an evil character. I'm going to be chaotic evil or whatever. Set expectations. And the most evil thing that I have done would be, of course, from Tomb of Annihilation. And it was when I was an accomplice, at least, to killing two guards on a boat as we were trying to get away from this camp. And they were just going to get some food and supplies from a town that we couldn't go to. So while we're the heroes in the campaign, we were the villain for them.
Nice. Yeah, I forgot about those two guards.
Victon is still mad about that.
Kylie, what about you?
As far as player advice goes, I think I kind of have two. One is stay in character. I think unless you really plan on your character developing over time into being a good character, don't just randomly start doing good things. Maybe if it's part of your like ruse, but just like just stay in character. Remember that you're evil. And then the other thing is just don't go to the stupid side. Don't be stupid all the time. So it's walking a fine line, which I think is difficult to play an evil character. And then evil, yeah, stealing. I've never played an evil character, so I've only played good characters. In my home campaign, I'm a light cleric, and then this one, I'm a druid. So I've never, and even in the past, like I've played barbarian and stuff, but not evil, so. I've never done anything super bad.
Oh. Well,
yeah, me neither.
That'll change when we get to Waterdeep, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
I was on the boat, but I didn't do anything to help them.
I've done things to, like, that are selfish because we thought it was funny and or something, but
yeah,
nothing too serious.
Yeah.
I'm still too new.
So my piece of advice is don't be afraid to kind of go to that evil side. And I think that kind of goes with saying everything else, like push the limits, but know where the line is. I mean, we all know how to act most of us know how to act as human beings in the real world, you know, what's acceptable, what's not. I think we can get there. And then the most evil thing I've done as a PC, again, I play pretty good characters that have, I mean, the one rogue I played was kind of, he wasn't evil, but I don't know. I haven't done anything bad. I wish I had. So that's why I guess I'm trying to change it up for the next characters is to test that line. So I wish I had some cool evil story, but I don't. Bummer. All right. Any closing remarks? Any last bit?
Just don't be a creep.
Just don't be creepy.
Yeah. Don't be creepy.
Yeah.
Be the character you want to be, but have fun with it. And
yeah.
Be wary of the table's issues with it if you go too far.
I think of the good points after. I was gonna say, like, have a session zero with your DM if you're thinking about it, and like figure out, I want to do these things, what do you think? And see, you know, how far is he gonna let you go? And then you got kind of those parameters before you head in. I think it might not be a bad idea.
I would agree.
Okay,
I think we'll cut it there. Let's wrap this up. This was a good talk. I enjoyed it a lot. I think these questions were well received by all of you. Again, some housekeeping at the end of this. Dadbod D&D on YouTube, DN_dad on Twitter. If you listen to this via podcast, send us a tweet. It'd be kind of nice to know who's all listening on podcast. The analytics on that side of things aren't so awesome. I don't know who's listening. I'd like to contact or discuss with you. Like,
hey, I'd like to reach out to you and be creepy.
I'd like to talk to you and be that creepy evil guy. No, it's just I don't know who's listening on the podcast side of things. And it, you know, YouTube, you can kind of tell. But it'd just be nice to know. So if you have a second, yeah,
tweet us. Don't forget the Discord either. If you guys want to talk to us,
that's true.
when we're not on stream.
And that's linked here in the Twitch chat, right?
Yep.
They can get to there from there.
It's on Twitter somewhere.
Yeah. It's on our YouTube videos, too. Yeah. Links are everywhere. Just find us.
One last thing is make sure to share with your friends. If you're having a good time and you like us, share with your friends. We don't pay to advertise. You know, word of mouth is the best form we could get, so we'd appreciate anything you got.
And get what? Smash that like button.
Smash it, guys. All right, I'm done. I have nothing else to say.
Good. I mean, sweet.
Nothing else to say?
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.